How has Turkey's decision to reopen its borders impacted the current crisis in Greece?
Well, look, I think we can see quite clearly there are massive humanitarian issues that are flowing in terms of protection, offering proper protection for refugees and people who are seeking to have their refugee status determined. But I think there are bigger problems here where we need to look at the geopolitics. So I think we can also look at the fact that the international community has not solved the Syrian crisis, is hand-wringing, but almost 10 years after the onslaught of the conflict there, I think that is part of the problem. So I think the international community as a whole has a responsibility to play here as well. We can see that Turkey and Greece are, in a sense, the front line where other European countries, EU member states, are seeking for Turkey and then Greece to be, in a sense, the front line for the rest of them. But they also bear a responsibility here. So I think it's quite a sad state of affairs, what we see playing out there in terms of everyday life for some of the most vulnerable people in the world.
How has the Grecian government responded to the growing amount of refugees at the border so far?
Well, look, I think it is regrettable that we've seen the sort of force play out with, you know, gunshots at refugee boats, and with also live bullets being shot on the land borders. I think those things are very regrettable. However, I think it's difficult just to point the finger at the Greek government. I think, you know, as I said, that I think the other European member states have a responsibility to bear here to assist Greece, who, you know, has been over the last number of years since the 2014-15 influx of large numbers of refugees. Greece has been bearing the brunt of the burden in finding solutions and resettling people. So I think that the other member states need to play a role here. And of course, from our perspective in Australia, I think we mustn't forget that Australian responses over now a few decades to refugees and asylum seekers also have a role to play here, because of course, Australia's very harsh approach to boat arrivals means that the rest of the international community is also looking at these kinds of measures of pushbacks, of not properly receiving refugees according to the sort of international obligations that we have under international law. So I think we also can take a bigger picture here and look at global responsibilities where Australia has a role to play.
Yes, we would have a fairly hard time taking the moral high ground here in Australia. Just in terms of the response of those other member states you mentioned there, Germany has recently announced that it will be willing to take in, in quotation marks, an appropriate share of ill or unaccompanied children stuck at the border. Have we seen much of a response from those other member states that you mentioned there in terms of whether they are positioning themselves politically or on humanitarian grounds?
Look, I don't think an adequate response. So I think it's good to see that leadership from Germany. And I think also if we look back in the last few years, Germany did take the majority of the refugees that came in 2014-15, and the majority of those being from the Syrian conflict. So I think that we do need to see quicker responses from other member states. And also, again, I would pan back and look at who is bearing the burden, who is being a responsible global citizen generally, where we can see refugee populations and populations of displaced burden people being disproportionately housed in certain countries. So Lebanon, for instance, and Jordan and Turkey, and also Germany, countries such as that, having disproportionate numbers of people, refugees and displaced persons, compared to other countries. So I think that, in terms of a humanitarian response, but also a measured geopolitical response, because this does go to geopolitics, this goes to global security, we need a measured response from really from all nation states.
And just in terms of those discussions we mentioned between the EU and Turkey coming together to discuss these ones, what is likely to actually be on the table given, as you say, this is a much, much larger situation than something Turkey or Greece or one country alone can bear?
Yeah. Well, look, what's tended to be on the table, of course, with the deal that was struck with Turkey going back a few years is money. So is the EU, in a sense, paying Turkey to be its frontline border guard? And I think what we can see in this response over the last few weeks is that those kind of arrangements don't hold for very long because they are in themselves not a durable solution. And I think that we can also say they are unjust. I think that I'm not condoning what Turkey and Greece are doing at all, but I think we can see these sorts of consequences flow when solutions are not comprehensive and when some countries are asking others to do their work for them, essentially. Mm. And so when you have, as Turkey does, very large numbers of refugees living in a country, we know from, very good research that's taken place and taken place in Australia as well, that it takes people from a refugee background just a little bit longer to settle and to resume a normal life, to find work and so on, than it does for other sorts of migrants, business migrants and so on. And so, it's I think we can see, we can predict really what's going on. There need to be more wholesome, cooperative measures taken.
Well, certainly no easy answers, but it is a hell of a situation. Claudia, thank you. I do appreciate your time joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.